Digital Press Conference Extra. I am Andy Heaton, and I'm joined for the latest edition by Mike Bancoli and the returning Neil Atkinson to have a chat about Arne Slot's pre-Aston Villa press conference, who Liverpool face at Anfield this weekend. In a weekend that, Mike, we always roll the dice, but it could be a massive one.
Oh my gosh, this is one of those weekends where I thought about every single possible outcome. I thought about if those two drop points and we win, if those two lose and we win. Oh my gosh, I thought of every outcome and how the table's going to look going into that international break. So yeah, it could be a massive one, but the key thing for us is to do our job. And we have a big job to do on Saturday at 8 o'clock. It's a big team. I think the whole idea that we haven't played anyone is slowly but surely being chipped away at. And hopefully if we were to beat Villa at home on Saturday, that would be another kind of chance for us to be like, well, actually, we played loads of good teams and we've beaten all of them. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It could be a massive weekend. We all could be out on town.
I mean, I was talking about Everton. I don't know who you're talking about, Neil.
Honestly, huge there as well. And genuinely, I am of the view Lopetegui should be sacked on the spot, on the pitch, if they don't beat Everton. I think the most important thing is, as Mike's alluded to there, I think we have to bake in that there's nothing wrong with the weekend where we're 2 points clear of City, haven't won our game. I think that we've got to bake that in. I think there's every chance City go to Brighton. I think what's interesting is suddenly that feels like a 33-33-33 game. City going to Brighton, all three possible outcomes feel about as likely as each other currently. You don't get many of them during a season when City are playing. And obviously, I think that we've got to bake in the idea that Arsenal could win at Chelsea. I think Chelsea got a soft underbelly. They went very good last week against Manchester United, but it could also go the other way. But the most important thing is that we win. We don't need to check our momentum. So I would, I'd deal right now on all three win off the basis of the fact that, it keeps us moving. It means that we all get to look around at each other and go, okay, sound. I think there's nothing wrong with it almost being a three-horse race. I'd love to knock either of them out at the earliest possible opportunity. But we've, I think that it's worth remembering a lot of people, including some Liverpool supporters, I was not one of them, but did not even think it would be a three-horse race. I think a signal being sent out, which is that there's three really, really good sides and the rest of you are messing about, is actually no bad thing. I think it sets something up. And I think that in a weekend where Brighton are currently one of the best, I'd say, eight teams in the country on form and on performance and what you've seen this season, Chelsea, I think, look like the fourth, fifth or sixth best team in the country. Last season, Aston Villa finished fourth. I think a week where all three of those sides got beaten by a top three team, firstly, shouldn't come as a surprise, despite even the form of fitness issues these other sides have got. But secondly, I'll say again, I just don't think it's no bad thing to get into everyone's heads